Eamon knew, and rightly, that if he remained at court, those who disliked his brother's rule would seek to use him. So he came to the wall. And here he has remained, while his brother and his brother's son and his son each reigned and died in turn, until Jaime Lannister put an end to the line of the Dragon Kings.
"King!"
croaked the raven. The bird flapped across the solar to land on Mormont's shoulder.
"King!"
it said again, strutting back and forth. "He likes that word," John said, smiling.
"An easy word to say. An easy word to like."
"King!"
the bird said again. "I think he means for you to have a crown, my lord."
"The realm has three kings already, and that's too many for my liking."
Mormont stroked the raven onto the beak with a finger, but all the while his eyes never left Jon Snow. It made him feel odd. "My lord, why have you told me this about Maester Aemon?"
"Must I have a reason?"
Mormont shifted in his seat, frowning.
"Your brother Rob has been crowned king in the north. You and Aemon have that in common, a king for a brother."
"And this too," said John, "a vow." The old bear gave a loud snort, and the raven took flight, flapping in a circle about the room.
"Give me a man for every vow I've seen broken, and the wall will never lack for defenders.